This is Developer Diaries, where we get into the hearts and minds of the developers building the apps that you all know and love. And with me today is Blake Miller. Blake, thanks for coming down.
Wouldn't have missed it.
We're gonna get into your heart and your mind. First of all,
dig deep.
Let's start a little bit with your background. So, yeah. Where are you from? When did you start developing? What's your weekend look like?
Oh, wow. So we're from Kansas City, Missouri. I run a Think Big Partners, which is a accelerator investment fund, co-working space. Basically, we just help entrepreneurs build great companies. And so my personal background, I kind of taught myself how to code pretty much like everybody else. You know, back when I was 14, it feels like ages ago.
Yeah.
Since then I've kind of evolved and we now help entrepreneurs build great companies.
So talk to me about that. So you, instead of building your own great company,
yeah.
You help other people?
Yeah.
How does one get into that? I've never heard of it.
It's a little crazy sometimes, I think. But, we've failed and had some successes on our own, and we wanted to kind of share that with other entrepreneurs, help them get to the next level fast. With that said, we're also entrepreneurs ourselves.
Yeah.
And one of the companies we're here to talk about today, BodyFit, is one of those.
Okay. Yeah. So BodyFit is an application. And describe to us what it is. It's a Windows 8 application.
Yeah, it's a Windows 8 application that we provide daily bodyweight workouts that are CrossFit inspired, as well as give you paleo meal plans, recipes, and shopping lists weekly.
Now, is this something that you're personally passionate about? You seem like a fit guy.
Yeah, actually, you know, in the last, thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah,
within the last about year and a half, I've actually personally lost about 55 pounds.
And using the BodyFit
Not
methods?
Using it, actually through CrossFit. And so myself and my co-founder, Adam Griffin, he was the one that actually got me into CrossFit. He's been a CrossFitter. He's in Denver. And, I finally did it. I was my past life, I was a DJ for 10 years. And that lifestyle kind of caught up to me a little bit. And kind of woke up one day.
I was a club kid for 10 years, so there we go.
Hey, sorry for partying, right?
Yeah.
But kind of woke up one day and realized that, who is that guy? And so I decided to get fit and healthy. And when this opportunity came about, it everybody laughs about the word serendipity, but it kind of just happened.
Uh-huh.
And so Think Big Partners, we are an Azure accelerator, and so we have a great relationship with Microsoft, and we've built some stuff for them in the past. They've helped a lot of our companies that are part of our accelerator build things either mm-hmm. through the Azure platform, but understanding. Some other engineering feats, and with that, the time came right in November, where obviously Windows 8 was coming out. We wanted to understand the Windows 8 platform much better, and at the same time, Adam, who works for a company called Full Contact API out of Denver, he'd been traveling a lot and realized that, dude, I can never make it to the gym. I can't do this, do that, and so he started doing these workouts that ended up becoming BodyFit, and realized they were just kicking his butt, and.
Necessity is the mother of invention.
Right. The timing was right. He was just going to put out a free email. And with that, we're like, this sounds perfect. Why don't we just do a Windows 8 application? Because we do build stuff ourselves at Think Big Partners.
Yeah.
And, we, like I said, wanted to understand the Windows 8 platform. But with that, we were like, I guarantee it's going to be a great distribution channel.
Sure.
We wanted to build something. We didn't want to build another alarm clock app or some
flashlight.
Yeah, I mean, so we wanted something.
Although I do use my flashlight app all the time.
I do too. But we wanted to build something of really value, and not only because of helping people work out while they're on the road, but there's so many barriers to people's fitness that we thought that it really could be something of value.
Absolutely. So in terms of your developer background, what other platforms have you worked on, or what other apps have you developed?
Yeah, so we're working on a couple different apps right now. One in particular called WeJ that uh-huh. actually launches next week. It's a native iPhone app, and it allows people to play their favorite music in a bar or restaurant. So it's like a jukebox.
Oh, that's cool.
But yeah, so that's actually coming in. That's my past life coming bleeding back
right?
in.
Right, it's all bleeding, coming together. Full circle.
It all continues the full circle, but. Yeah, so we've done that. We work very deeply with a lot of our accelerator companies Because you know, we don't just give them like an $18,000 check and send them on their way. You know, we actually dive deep.
Darn it, I want an $18,000.
I know, check. Right? I want it too, right? But we dive deep and we help a lot of our companies build their applications. You know, there's we had a couple companies that were just at South by Southwest and had a huge success. One won the South by Southwest Accelerator.
Nice.
And they're a mobile optimization, you know, in the moment mobile advocacy that allows you to connect. To your state legislators and everything, but we've helped them figure out how to build their product through the iPhone or just mobile web. But there's another one that they're building an iPad app and also a Windows 8 app to be able to sell merchandise and during band shows.
Cool. So you've obviously have a lot of experience developing for a bunch of different platforms.
Yeah.
How would you say developing for Windows 8 compares?
Surprisingly easy.
Really?
Yeah. So, you know, myself and then our lead developer, Eric Dorsey, he's a phenomenal JavaScript guy. And we were able to just stand this up with WinJS just so quickly and connect a couple APIs. And, you know, we're using Parse as a back end.
Uh-huh.
And it came together really easily. And then designing for it, the Metro theme.
Uh-huh.
We personally
are falling. Windows design language.
Yes. We are falling in love with it.
I mean, oh, yeah.
So, you know, we're currently developing for the phone, for Windows 8 phone right now.
Yeah.
And I think we're going, and we obviously want to get this on the other platforms as well for body fit, but we're going to take the Metro onto the iPhone and onto Android just because of what's transpired with it. And just, it looks cool and it's kind of sexy. And we're getting tired of a lot of kind of the old design ways, if you
yeah.
will.
Yeah, well, that's awesome. You know, people I think about, I've gotten some mixed reactions to the Windows design language.
I've heard the same.
It's always awesome
yeah.
to hear someone who's like, I love it.
We like it. We like it. It's simple. It's clean. And it just works and it looks good. It looks good on the web. It looks good there. And so you don't have to redo a lot of things,
mm-hmm.
which is great, because all I hear when I hear that is dollar figures. Yeah,
exactly. Time.
Yeah, and time is the other thing. You know, dollars, you can figure out dollars, but you can't get your time back.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk about the app a little bit.
Yeah.
So let's dig into it and sort of give me a tour.
Yeah. So it's really simple. You know, you can. We give it's usually three movements every mm-hmm. day. Sometimes it's just two. And it's really
simple. And this is all designed for stuff that you can do, like if I'm on a business trip, right?
On a business trip, anything. All it requires is just you. Just
nice.
You. And a little bit of space.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, today's workout is the Ripped Bear, and it's 5 double hand release push-ups, 10 in and outs, and 20 feet bear crawl, excuse me.
And so are these just little gifts you've got here?
Yeah. So we just decided, you know, when we were designing, we're like, oh, we can put we have videos on our website that people can go and look and see how they do. And as we were designing for it, we just kind of realized that videos just didn't really work there, because you'd have to obviously press play mm-hmm. and watch it, and just kind of, it wasn't a great experience. And so we kind of came up with a different way, and we went old school with GIFs,
But it's much more compelling than just a drawing, you know, with the arrow showing up, down.
Of course.
And I think you're absolutely right. With the play, I might be hesitant to hit play because I think I'm getting sucked into a 3-minute video.
Exactly.
But here, it's like, oh, 3 seconds done.
And people just need to know really quickly what they're able to do. Now, obviously, if they don't know how to do something, they can go out to our website and you can actually click here, and it'll pull it up if internet's working. And you actually get the, come on, there we go. So you can get the full rundown of everything you want to be able to do.
Nice.
And there's modifications. So people can figure out how to do something even if they can't do it. But it's as simple as, I'm ready to do my workout. Hit start. Again, it shows everything. I see it. And now I can actually time my workout while I'm doing it. I can get going. And when it's done, bell rings, and we're done.
Awesome.
I can end workout. I can say, you know what, that kind of kicked my butt. And how many rounds did I do? We'll say I did 5
okay.
post-workout. And we're done. Shows how everything's
very
done.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And then it also maps out meal plans for you, right?
Yeah, so actually it'll be in our next version. It's coming out next week, but
okay.
on the website, actually all the meal plans are there. And so you know, we're not trying to sell anybody on like the paleo diet or whatever. It's just like, you know, this is something that we do. This is something that's worked for us, and we know millions of people across the world.
So you're not sponsored by them. It's just your personal.
It works. You know, we're a bunch of CrossFitters too, so it kind of comes from that world.
Gotcha.
And you know, it provides value to us, and so we're sharing it with everybody else.
Awesome.
Yeah. So people are easily able to log their workouts, and they can come back and see.
Nice. So in addition to obviously you're helping people get fit, let's help people develop.
What
do you have any tips or advice or, you know, learnings from your experience developing for Windows 8 that you would pass along to our viewers who are all developers as well?
Yeah, get it out fast. So what we did is, you know, we like I said earlier, we put together a bunch of different APIs and got it out fast because we wanted to test the market and see what was going on and see if this was actually something people would use.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, in particular, we're using Parse as a backend to manage all of our users.
Yep.
For all of our GIFs and everything, we actually use File Picker. And, you know, it's really more, it's our mantra of just stand something up, build it fast, and fail fast and fail cheap if you're going to. And if not, yeah.
Right.
I don't even know.
What are you working on next?
So in particular for the app, we are working on...
you said some updates, meal plans.
We're getting ready to release the meal plans as well as some interesting, cool integrations with Spotify. Mm-hmm. So you can actually listen to music while you're playing and you don't have to have two different apps running.
Very nice.
So, you know, as you can kind of tell, we're very very into integrating a lot of things and just making lives easier for people.
Easier and healthier.
Yeah. Easier and healthier.
Awesome. Well, thank you for sharing your experience. And
thank
feel free
you.
To come back next time and share it with everyone here on Developer Diaries.
Cheers.
Cheers.